joining us right now for the third time, Seth MacFarlane, creator of The Family Guy, the show that won't go away. Hi, Seth. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Fine. Thanks for being back with us on the program once again.
Oh, you bet.
I was very excited to see reports all over the place that The Family Guy will indeed be coming back. Now, the last time I saw reports in the paper, it said tentatively. Are we any closer to an actual deal here?
You know, right now I know about as much as you do as far as like the specifics.
Right.
But it's looking very, very, very likely at this point. We're very close.
Now, when the show went off the air, did you think that was it? Dead as a doornail, over, done, complete?
Yeah, I think everyone really thought that. That was it. I mean, all three times that it was canceled, I think we were all, you know, sort of ready to pack up our stuff, and then you know, lo and behold, it's back. It just doesn't seem to want to die.
Did you keep it in the back of your mind, though, the possibility that it might come back, or?
You know, there was always a remote possibility. I mean, to me, it seemed more likely that you know, there would be a direct-to-video movie or something like that. I mean, the idea of actual new episodes was I just thought there's not a chance in hell. But, you know, here we are.
What was there was a lot of critical acclaim for the show when it was first on the air. Obviously, for one reason or another, Fox felt it didn't have the ratings that it should have had. What was the reaction, or what did Fox say to you when they canceled the show? Did they say, you know, we really liked it, but, or well, clear out your office, we want the space, or what?
No, you know, they said, you know, we decided not to go ahead with the show, and it was strange because, you know, the show was, you know, matching and in some weeks outperforming The Simpsons rating wise when it was following The Simpsons. You know, we were on Sunday nights at 8:30 for a while, and you know, we were doing great, and you know, there was some overconfidence in the show's ability to, you know, at that time it had only been on for 7 episodes. It had not had a chance to build the audience that it has now. So, you know, we got moved, you know, 7 episodes into the series, we got moved up against, you know, Friends. So it's and the same thing happened the third season. We were, you know, they picked up a third season of the show and then promptly placed it on the toughest time slot of the week, and then everyone kind of scratched their heads when it didn't do well, and we were all, you know, thinking to ourselves, well, of course it's not doing well. And it's, I mean, everyone is, you know, everyone's tuning into Friends. Everyone's watching NBC on Thursday nights. So, you know, it was really, and I think now, as evidenced by the show's, you know, performance on Cartoon Network and the you know, million-plus sales of the DVD, I think altogether with the first and second releases, I think it sold close to 1.5 million. So it's, you know, it's validating in that, you know, I think it's proven to a lot of people that, oh, this is something more than we thought it was.
Were you surprised by the success of the sale of the DVDs?
Yes, I was. I mean, I thought that it would. It's not that I didn't know what to expect. I thought that it would do well, but I had no clue that it was. I mean, this is really exciting because, I mean, it's, you know, they're telling me it's the, you know, the number 4 TV DVD series of all time. I mean, and obviously that, you know, trend is not that old. It's only been going on for a few years, but still, for a show that, you know, got canceled after 3 seasons up against all these, you know, juggernauts, it's pretty amazing.
Now, the word is, tentatively, that there would be as many as 35 new episodes that could premiere by January of 2005. So that's still a time away, and I guess part of that is the fact that animation takes a long time to get to the screen, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Now, would you think that the network will have learned from the mistakes of the past, vis-a-vis scheduling, as to where to put it on?
I think that you know, at this point, the decision to, you know, such as it may or may not be, I mean, we'll know we'll know soon, to resurrect a canceled series after 3 years is unprecedented enough that I think that, you know, there'll be, you know, it just shows a remarkable faith in the show that that it's even being, you know, proposed. So I think at this point they'll, you know, if they're doing this, they'll be behind it 110%.
Have you even thought of the logistics of getting together with the group of people who put the show on together in the first place, both behind the scenes and voice-wise?
No, only because we've had to do that before. After the second season, everybody disbanded and, you know, went their separate ways. And, you know, fortunately, we have a wonderful group of people, actors and writers, who are all genuinely enthusiastic about the show. And so that's never, you know, that doesn't worry me. I mean, again, only because it's we've had to do it once before, and you know, people, fortunately for me, you know, love the show and want to work on the show and have a good time while they're doing it. So it's, you know, that doesn't worry me too much.
We are talking with Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy, here on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJD 800. And we're also filling in for Mark Elliott at News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto.
You're listening to Holder Overnight with Peter Anthony Holder on CJAD 800 and News Talk 1010.
To speak with Peter, call 1-866-866-7387.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJD 800 and News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto. We are talking with Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. And as a million plus people are glad to hear, at least those are the ones who bought the DVDs, there are going to be as many as 35 new episodes that could premiere on the Fox Network. Actually, will it be the Fox Network, or will it be the comedy, the Cartoon Network, or what?
Is that Soulfinger you're playing?
I'm sorry?
I said, is that Soulfinger you're playing?
Absolutely.
There you go. yeah, you know, we don't know yet exactly where... my guess is it would be for Fox, and you know, who knows? This is all speculation at this point, so it's most likely I would think it would be for Fox, possibly a second run on Cartoon Network. I have no idea. It's all, you know, there's any number of scenarios that are being discussed at the moment. To me, that would be the most likely, but remains to be seen.
Now, the definite breakout character on this television series was, of course, Stewie.
Mm-hmm.
And Stewie is a favorite of so many, certainly a favorite of mine. I think I told you off air a couple of days ago, one of my favorite lines, oh, what the heck, let's just play it.
I want pancakes! God, you people understand every language except English. You quiero pancakes. Donnez moi pancakes. Click, click, bloody click, pancakes.
That cracks me every time I hear it. where does your inner Stewie come from? Because I'm sure people, when they hear your voice and they think, possibly, that can't possibly be Stewie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when I was in college, I was a huge, and still am, a Rex Harrison fan. The character actor of the, from, you know, 50s and 60s.
Right.
And that's pretty much where it came from. It's somewhere along the line I have this screwed up idea to put this impression of this deceased character actor in the mouth of this baby. Initially early on when I was developing Family Guy, I had a drawing of an infant that was kind of boring, and I thought, well, you know, geez, I can probably do something more interesting with this. And it was really, you know, I thought he was going to be like an ancillary character that people would, you know, just kind of, you know, take as this kind of strange little side character, and that Peter would be the one that people would spark to. It was really a surprise to me, actually, that Stewie was the one, that he was as popular as he was and is.
Do I get the sense, though, that when you put on that voice, you actually do become, for lack of a better term, more mean?
Oh, yeah, I'm a son of a bitch when I'm doing it.
You know, before the end of the hour, we're going to ask you to we're going to have to hear Stewie, but I'll get to that in a moment.
All right.
I do want to go back, since you mentioned school, I want to go back a little further. I was looking at a story that was on the wire back, I guess, in 1999 that had something to do with a former headmaster of yours.
Yeah.
This would be at the Connecticut-based Kent School where you went to school?
That is correct.
And the headmaster, what was his name again? Richardson W. Shell.
Speaking of sons of bitches. No, come on. Did I actually say that? Yes, I suppose I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there was a there was an instance where he felt the show was objectionable and took it on as his personal cause to get the show pulled off the air and you know really at the end of the day did nothing but generate publicity, so it was in a lot of ways a good thing for the show. But yeah, you know, there's many ugly details of that I won't go into, but the short version is you know, he wanted it off the air for whatever reason.
Do you think he thought you were corrupting young minds or besmirching the image of the school where he was the headmaster?
God knows, you know, you know, it could have been as simple as he wasn't getting laid enough. I have no idea. I mean, this is ancient history at this point. So part of me kind of feels guilty taking those shots, but you know, it's.
And didn't your mom work at that school?
Yeah. Well, she left. She quit over that. I mean, she was just like, hey, buddy, you're messing with my kid, you know. So she was not too pleased. But it was, you know, it's like your high school principal coming after you, you know, as an adult. You think, well, Jesus, I thought I'm too old to get detention, for God's sake.
Well, in an unrelated question, or maybe not, were any of the characters that showed up in The Family Guy some people out of your own past?
They really were not, and that was part of the issue here. They really weren't. I mean, yeah, Peter was you know an amalgam of, you know, a melting pot of you know 20 or 30 different guys that I knew growing up in New England, and you know he's more of a you know, kind of a blending of a lot of different people, you know, of that sort of archetype of the loudmouth New Englander. There really were, I mean, the characters all kind of, facets of them came from different people that I know, but, you know, no one was really based on one particular person.
We are talking with Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy, here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800, and News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto. What else have you been doing? I mean, you haven't been sitting around waiting for The Family Guy to be resurrected, so what have you been doing since the show has been canceled?
I've actually been developing a new animated show for Fox that we just completed the pilot, and that I did with in collaboration with two other Family Guy writers, Mike Barker and Matt Weitzman, who were there from day one on Family Guy and all the way through to season three, and it's kind of a contemporary take on All in the Family. It's sort of, I guess you could say Family Guy meets All in the Family. It's a little more political, a little more topical. Well, hopefully if they choose to buy it, you know, we'll know within the next couple of weeks, but hopefully be ready by, same time that Family Guy would be ready, around December of, early 2005, late 2004.
Since Family Guy has such a cult following, is it a bit problematic when, of course, you know, if a new show of yours goes on the air and it has a family in it, it's going to be touted as from the creator of Family Guy. The comparisons, would that help or hurt you?
At this point, I think it'll help us. I mean, it's interesting with an animated show. I'm of the belief, and I think the evidence supports it, that you know, the shows that do well, the animated shows that are successful, are all seem to be about families, and I think that's because animation in and of itself as a prime time medium is, you know, it's one step removed from reality as it is. So I think, you know, I mean, take something like Futurama, for instance, which, you know, just a lot of fantastic people putting that show together. It's a tough sell because it's, you know, you're, A, it's animation, and B, it's, you know, you're asking people to buy something that's one step removed from reality because of the medium, and then another step removed because it's in, you know, a completely alien, you know, world. So it's, you know, I think that you know, it's safe to assume that, you know, you need to start with that family unit with an animated show for some reason, and I think that's why. And, you know, we've been very careful not to duplicate any of the Family Guy personalities. It's a whole new set of characters. The tone of the show, there's some similarities. The comedic style obviously is similar, but, you know, the family itself is very different. It's a very different point of view, and I think even if they were running side by side, I think that there would be, you know, it's the same sort of differences that you get between, you know, Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill, the Mike Judge shows, or for that matter, you know, The Simpsons and Futurama.
Have you casted the voices yet? Have you cast them?
Not yet. I did some temporary voices, and I'll certainly do at least a couple of them myself, as I did with Family Guy. But we haven't actually done any hard casting yet.
For those who aren't aware, you did not only Stewie, but you did Peter himself and the voice of Brian the dog.
Mm-hmm.
In the Family Guy. And as I said, before we let you go, we can't let you go without hearing from Stewie. And bear in mind that not only do you have the Montreal audience, which Stewie has managed to insult before, but you have the Toronto audience as well. So go ahead. How is Stewie doing these days?
I say, Toronto, do you know what Montreal said about you? Montreal said that you were gay. Now go on, do all that yourself. There we are. I've successfully created a feud between the two metropolises. Go at each other like a bunch of mad dogs. I'm sorry. Am I way the hell out of line?
Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy, and by the way, the DVDs are out there. The first 28 episodes are on the first set, and the second DVD has 22 episodes. By the way, do you have a favorite?
Favorite episode?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a tough one. It's difficult every time I get asked. Probably if I had to pick one that was sort of the quintessential, you know, everything was done right sort of type of thing. Road to Rhode Island was probably our most perfect episode, I think.
Thank you. I love that one. And I watch them over and over and over again.
Beautiful.
I thank you very much, Seth, for being on the program with us once again. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And we look forward with bated breath to January 2005 to the first of 35 new episodes of The Family Guy on TV. And in the meantime, before we get to that, people can just go out and buy the DVDs. And it's just in time for Christmas, by the way.
Excellent. Perfect gift.
Exactly. except for some headmaster, but forget that.
Right.
News is next here on CJAD and News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto.